But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an chasm where resolves are compelled with apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
You know, if you want to replenish or participate in a planting exercise, you want to grow crops, there are two ways to principally go around it. You could go around it by irrigation, which means you have to outsource the water by yourself, and it will be your responsibility to daily, as much as those crops will need the water intake that they need to prosper well, you will have to supply them water in the time that you need to. And if the desire upon you is to see that they do well, you will find that you will need to be watering them from crop to crop because you chose to carry out that venture. Or you could partner with a season that heaven supplies water to the earth. And in such an arrangement, it will not be your responsibility to water the crops. If we want to go from individual to individual and establish the reign of King Jesus at individual level, today I have spoken to this, my friend. By God's grace, next month is this other one. And then you are ticking names by names. One lifetime is not enough for the counsel of God to reign in your space. And so the only way for Jesus to become a strong force territorially is that men must leave and remove their focus from interactions with individuals. You must begin to seek a space so that you can alter the climate from the space, and everything inside that sphere is compromised. The princes in darkness don't go for men, they go for territories. When they colonize a territory, they establish a government over that territory. When they establish the government, they set up law enforcement agents, demons that will make sure you are compliant with the dictates from the heavenlies. So if you enter that space, whether you like it or not, you must mark register, because they will continue to call roll calls for anybody who attempt to live within that space. This is how they prosper. They don't go for men, they go for territories. The elders too did not go for men. They cried, "Give me Scotland or I die." They were seeking regions. When they set up law enforcement agents, these are the agents that will make sure that no matter who you are, when you step into that landscape, your life is brought to test. They will measure everything in you. Your convictions and your depth will be tried, because they want to prove to you that in this place, so thing reigns. We know that you are a servant of Jesus, or hold your Jesus. That is the day you will wish that you contended for territorial dominance. Not just you are a pastor, man of God, your family are calling you emoji. A day will come, that emoji they are calling you in your family will not be enough to change the hands of the heavens. A season will come very soon where it will be necessary that you do not have to speak before things move. That you can sit down in a bus and everybody in the car is compromised. That is when we have moved our base from individual interaction to territorial influence. That an entourage of angelic presence follows you around everywhere you go. This is how to shift the hand of the heavens. You don't need to say, "Let us pray," before the aura of prayer rises in a space. That you are there, your presence begins to command the heart of men to interact with God. So you can see people begin to feel like praying because they came around a man of prayer. The altar that is consistently speaking in him is summoning their altar. If we don't begin to contend for these levels, they will clap for us, but at the end of the day, our stories will not be far from the stories we read. Mind you, the things that are fighting and contending with us, they are not interested in whether how many people believe in you, what you are doing in the little place. If you are sent more, the more a plane gains height, you will find out that the less visible the things on earth are. Everything will begin to become smaller and smaller and smaller, until the time you peep from the, if you are at the window seat, you will find out you can't see anything. It's just maybe road maps you will see, and greens. This is how those lofty creatures behold men. They are not interested in whether you are trying to iron your clothes for service. Somebody say, demons don't want me to go to service. That's why they took the light. But ironing your clothes is not the reason why they feel you should not go to service. Their emotions is from up. And if you want to fight, they don't come down and interact with you. It's only winged creatures that elevate. They ascend and go there. Then they war for space. You don't develop wing until you begin to wait upon the Lord. It's them that wait upon the Lord. Your wings will begin to grow out like an eagle gradually. You will find out you were praying for 1 hour before. When your wings begin to grow, you will observe that 1 hour is no longer enough. You did 1 hour and guilt was in your heart. A feather grew. Something is giving you access to the heavens. A time will come you will know why they are trying to give you wings. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So if you cannot ascend, you can't fight. The place where the domicile is in the high places. And if you are earthbound, just thinking, why didn't she greet me? I've been watching this. You are earthbound. You don't know your enemies yet. And it's about territories. It is from that space that they measure out maps for themselves. And princes can call a whole region after their name. So there was a prince called the Prince of Persia. He was so powerful that he resisted the interaction of God with earth. He stopped Gabriel from entering his space. The only way Gabriel could enter is because there was another prince inside the earth called Daniel. His prayer began to fracture the balances. There is a power in the earth only man can wield. No spirit can wield that kind of power, because God gave man as a custodian over the realm of the earth. He says the heaven belongs to the Lord, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. The challenge is we don't have pillars among sons of men who will rise and stand as gatekeepers over their space. I have been using this phrase, gatekeepers, many times. You will not know the advantage until you pray long enough. Suddenly you realize a whole territory can be willed to a man. The Bible says, blessed be Abraham, prince of the Most High God. The Bible spoke concerning Jacob. He says, as a prince, thou hast power with God and with man, and you prevailed. Princes. That you have power not only with God, but also with men. The challenge is if you labor in a prayer intervention for a long time, the first realm of power that will break out for you is power with men. You will find out when you say things over their life, it can change. But you don't have power with God yet. Power with God is authority over the heavens. You can wake up and say, at my word, it will not rain. And you lock the heavens, put the key on your pocket, and walk away until you use utterance again. And say, rain is coming. At my word. Power with God. Only these men who secure power with God, they are the ones that can fight with princes. Mind you, among the ranks of the great luminaries in darkness, they told you they have principalities. There are powers. So you have to pray for 2 weeks because you wanted to summon power. There is a creature inside the rank of darkness that his name is power. And the day you think you are strong, when you attempt to say, if I be, that's when somebody will remind you that power is its normal habitation. You will not know that darkness is strong until the day you went out without adequately preparing. You will know that there are ranks of creatures. The name they gave them there is power. We wrestle not against principalities, but against powers. Do not have any right to shift its influence until you have secured power with God. So it means from the heavenlies, the conclave of immortal creatures, they look at you and they say, he is powerful. If angels call you a powerful man, I need you to know where principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions emanated from. They found expression from the civilization of the heavens. And until the heaven give you a badge that you are powerful, you can't shift the hands of the heavens. We can continue to go and preach every Thursday. Go out every Thursday, Pastor Onu. Every day go to the streets. What is the purpose and what achievement have we made? If as you are leaving a house, as the person is saying, Lord Jesus, come into my life. The principality that rules the space still knows that all he needs to do is to send one buck SMS again. Everybody will receive his message. As you are turning your back, the sinner is going back to sin. So when you thought you have evangelized the whole city, you look at the end where you started from and you see sin in a clearer shade again, still reigning. Is that not the story of the average Christian? The average man that gives his life to Jesus, he enters and then you see him again going back to the end state. It is because the powers that regulated that space have not been bounded. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So today, our attention is shifting. Please, let's celebrate our daddy, God servant in the house. Celebrate him. Thank you, sir. Amen. Today, our attention is shifting. Our appetite is growing. Beyond all of, you know, the testimonies, beyond all of the commendations and the accolades of men, our territory is not safe. And so we cannot even begin to think that we have performed any enterprise. If you look at the landscape, the average person whose heart does not seek God is more than the number of people who want God in our space. If you go on Sunday on the streets, the number of people who are just walking aimlessly, who decided to use Sunday for sanitation, godlessness is a culture in the space. And I told you, every time powers begin to seek a territory, the first thing they are looking for is to reign over a space, not over the people first. The Bible speaking in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2, it says, behold, the darkness will cover the earth first, then cross darkness the people. When darkness have an agenda for a space, the first thing they go for is to establish government over a territory. The government will influence the culture of that space, the behavioral pattern, the prevalent attitude of the space. You will see people behaving in it. If you enter a space and you see a common vice, a common behavioral pattern, a common moral departure, it is the signature of principalities. They have signed over a space. And if you enter there and what you are looking for is to come and preach to human beings first, now you know why he says, pray ye the Lord of the harvest first. If you don't ask for the souls of men, it cannot be given to you. The Bible says, ask and I will give you the hidden for your inheritance and the uttermost part of the world for your possession. You will first receive it from God first. Then you can go and possess it. God gave Canaan already to the nation of Israel for the war to possess it. Why do we go to preach to people that we have not won their souls in the place of prayer? Why do we go to speak to people that our knee have not secured their salvation? You think it's about words? It's a clash of thrones. It's a clash of thrones. The young man is committing that sin and you can see some of them cry in the night. He cries because that's not what he wants to do. But a power is forcing him under government. It is all kinds of authorities placed over him to make him do things that he does not want to do. And so it will take beyond words to draw him out of that path. As a prince concerning Jacob, he says, you have labored with God and man and you have prevailed. You have power with God and with man. If you are not intentionally to begin, you know, all of our kingdom exercise by winning verdicts with God first. When we enter the midst of people, you can speak to 5 million people and you will think you have taught the nation. You will find out at the end of the day your harvest is meager, very little. The souls that will be won and will remain, it's not about how many people came out emotionally and gave their life to Jesus. In the days of the elders, you can see a prostitute won for Jesus. Her life changed before your eyes. She became a Christian and remained a Christian and won other disciples too. But in a day like ours, the decisions are superficial. a man comes to Jesus and the next day you still see him. We entertain it. We think that we time, but this was not how the fruits of the elders were, because they secured this man from the spirit realm first. Who is it that wants to enter the house of a strong man and spoil him of his good that does not first bind him? How did we go to start talking lofty things, bogus conversation, yet we have no authority with the heavens? Thrones does not bow when we speak. They don't know you. So in the day where you speak, they come and say, Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. But who are you? You have no credential in the spirit. Because people rush out. People begin to think it's about making a name. So all kinds of names. The world has never had the number of apostles. Never in history have the world recorded the number of apostles who are currently littered across the face of the globe. And yet the world has never been as sinful as it is now. Today is a wake-up call. It's a time to keep pretense aside. A time to secure verdicts with God. When you leave retreats like this, this retreat becomes an open door to another personal retreat for you. You go back and say, Lord, give me Kaduna. When you start praying that prayer for 1 week, the first thing the spirits that be will do, they will shake something in your life first. The reason is to distract you from the venture you have committed yourself to. They will cause things to shake, so that you would think, if instead of things to be getting better when I'm praying, it means this thing is not. If you turn your back, the Bible says there's no man that puts his hands to the plow that looks back, that is fit for the kingdom. Because they will give you many reasons to look back. When you begin to contend, give me Kaduna state, things will shake. When those things begin to shake, stay on it. Very soon, the sign you will know that the heavens began to trust you gradually. You will begin to have little glimpses of visions and dreams concerning the things to happen in that space. Once they begin to give you clearance to function in a dimension of time that is ahead of the normal activity of the earth realm as touching a particular space, when you begin to see the things that will happen in a realm before it happens, know that they are giving you power in that realm, so that your own words, whatever you bind on earth, will be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And if you don't stay on these things, the labor of prayer, eventually will be all over the place, jumping from program to program. But at the end of the year, you will not be able to hold a harvest, because everybody you thought you won, it immediately became clear to you that darkness snatched it from your hand immediately. Mind you, as I conclude, the challenge is not demons. And I can honestly and authoritatively say the things I want to say now. The challenge is not demons. When a man gives his life to Jesus, there is a nature in that man that is still compliant with the desires and the lust of the devil. And that is the flesh. The flesh of a man is an enemy that he will continue to war with until he draws his last breath. And one of the ways and the principle that was given in the kingdom to help you put the flesh under is what fasting is. And the reason for fasting that we use in our world now is not the same aim that the elders used it. Many of us, what is challenging us now is the flesh. You have given your life to Jesus, yet the old man will never die. He still wants to seek the same things that you were doing many years ago. The garlic and cucumber of Egypt is still a fresh memory in your head. Mind you, the whole story of the exodus of Israel from Egypt, it was a detailed account, a story, a hidden mystery about the movement of the sinner from the kingdom of darkness. So every time the exodus is happening, it is a probability that you will think of garlic and cucumber. You will want a situation can play out that you will desire to go back under slavery with Pharaoh than to live as a free man in the wilderness. And between Canaan, the promised land, and Egypt, the place of slavery, you must go through wilderness. The wilderness is an unescapable route that you must follow. It is the wilderness that many people turn their back and say, I go back to Egypt. Because of Jesus, no more favor coming around your life. All the sinful partners that were bombarding your life with gifts withdrew their gifts suddenly. The man that promised he's going to pay your school fees, now that the conditions attached to that, you know, situation has been withdrawn. Suddenly you find that Jesus is a disadvantage. This is where our generation turned their back from. People say that he did not fulfill his promise to them. They did not know that his promise is in a land called Canaan. It's not in a process. His promise is in who you become. It's in who he draws you into. And the most important thing that can happen to you is the character that is built in you in your wilderness experience. It is wilderness that gives you ranking. It is wilderness that gives you a badge. You are not anybody in the kingdom until the wilderness tries you. The examination of Zion is wilderness. That is where men are separated into cadres. That is where those who came with selfishness are separated from those who truly want to lift the horn of God. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand upon his holy place? He that has a clean hands and a pure heart, that has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. The only place where purity is engrafted into the soul of a man is the wilderness. And it is that same wilderness that men don't want to go to. How can we win a world like this? The thing I do this morning with us is very simple. I seek by the Spirit of God to cast a burden on your soul. It is the same burden that the Spirit has put upon me. It is the burden to seek the salvation of eternity. We are no longer concerned just about men alone again. Our meetings can be crowded with people, but have you observed that television is still not under the government of Jesus? How long would we continue to practice this same old formula? It was a wise man that says only a fool continues to do things the same way and expect a different result. We have seen that they can gather, enjoy Jesus, but when they go back, there are powers waiting for them to wear, to bring them back again into subjection and to put chains in their hand. How long will people continue to fall down and break chairs? The demon that left last week will still leave next week. Are you going to continue with that adventure forever in your life? Can't we shut the gates forever? Can't we raise gatekeepers over spaces that the routes that they used before, they shut it? And it starts from men who will decide to locate the ancient paths. He says, when you arrive, don't start anything. Ask for the ancient path first. Then walk in it. There, you will find rest for your soul. Ask for the path that the elders walked. Ask for what kept them awake. Ask for their own body. You can begin to cry for the body of Mr. Suram, the body of Elisabeth McPherson, the body of Mr. Wigglesworth, the body of our own very, you know, Can we pray? Just lift up your voice and ask the Lord. Ask the Lord to put upon us the zeal of the Lord. The psalmist says, the zeal of the house of the Lord has consumed me. Ask him, put your weight upon me. Oh, I wish you were praying. Jesus, I want to know why Babalola was on the mountain. I want to know what kept him on that mountain that he did not come down. I want to know why the lust of his time did not have hold over him. Jesus, I want to know what Bensnidahosa knew. I want to know why the lust of their age did not get a grip over them. Jesus, it is the ancient part we are asking for. It's a generation crying. Blessed be Abraham, Prince of the Most High God. As a prince, thou hast power with God and man and hast prevailed. Can you secure power with God tonight? Yes, you have power with men already. It's time to secure power with God. So princes can make obeisance to your command. So principalities can become subjected to your rebuke. Can you secure power with God? Are you praying? Are you praying? Life as you know it can change now. Life as you know it can change now. Men are being given badges in the spirit. This is a coronation service. Men are being trusted with territories. Let the songs of the spirit break out. Let the songs of Deborah break out from your soul. The songs of Barak. The songs of Barak. Let it break out. This is the generation that will seek the Lord. This is the generation that will seek the Lord.
Jesus. Please give me your attention. Please give me your attention. Many prophets have manifested before Jesus. Many people came and became attestation to various dimensions of God. But then Jesus was to come and set a standard that becomes a reference for the whole of creation. And Jesus did not attempt to do anything until he retreated, fasted for 40 days and nights, waited upon the holy oracles of God. And when he touched something in God, something became a proof of his ministry, different from many other prophets before him. The Bible began to speak as touching Jesus' ministry in Matthew chapter 4, from verse 15. He says, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. He says, and to them which sat in the region of the shadow of death, light sprung up. The ministry of Jesus was not about individuals alone. He started by talking about Galilee. He started by talking about regions, that the space that were once under the colony of darkness, they saw a great light. This was before Jesus ever spoke to anybody. As he was leaving his coronation, coming into the space, the Bible says, Zebulun, Galilee of the Gentiles, all of this space, suddenly light appeared to them. Can we begin to win territories? Can we begin to win space? In our days too, can God make boast and say, my son, Lester Sumra is in town. The days of Archbishop Benzida Hosa, the witches wanted to hold a conference in Benin, and it was an open air confrontation. And the witch says, even if God comes down, he cannot stop this meeting. And the bishop said, Jesus does not have to come. I am here. I am here. Great is the mystery of godliness. God can come in the flesh. God can live inside man. And we speak concerning Sabo, concerning television, Koningora, and Gwamboro, and Wapama. Can we speak concerning your own space? The people who sat in darkness, they have seen a great light. You came out of a retreat like this, and as you enter the space, you will know light entered. The people who sat in darkness, and the Bible says, them that are reserved under the shadow of death, life sprung up. I don't know whether you are comfortable. I don't know what has made you satisfied. Your family are calling you man of God. You are happy. Everything is going well. The people who sat in darkness are still inside darkness. Can we cry for the next 2 minutes before I go? I will not give you a prayer point this time. Only you know what you are pressing for. The people that sat in darkness. Thank you.
see a great light. We will not stop. The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, Galilee of the Gentile. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light.
thirsty ones. The world has failed to quench our thirst. We are in need of you.
Nai na casa, nai na casa.
Follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazomissioninternational.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.